Welcome to the Giant Leadership Podcast, where we help leaders like you get the knowledge and skills you need to impact more people and live the life you've always wanted. Get ready to experience tools, tips, and advice by the co-founders of Giant and best-selling authors, Jeremy Kubitschek and Steve Cockrum.
Welcome to the Giant Leadership Podcast. I'm Jeremy Kubitschek, and as always, I'm here with Steve Cockrum. Steve, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing very well, Jeremy. Only 17 days to Christmas, which is very
holidays. Merry Christmas. I know, dude. I saw that you went shopping. Your annual clothes shopping. Did you get? Yeah. Did you get some good stuff? You know,
I love clothes shopping, as all men do. And usually it gets to the point where Helen's like, I'm not going out with you if you're still wearing those things. So I'm actually wearing them on the podcast because you can't see me. But she's like, okay. She stopped hinting. It's time to go shopping. And then it's always where you realize you should be 40 pounds lighter than you used to be. Or no, I lie, you need to be. So it's always a joyous moment of going. But my clothes run out in sequence. So this was all about pants in your language, trousers in real English. And yes. Sweaters and boots. So the other half of the year, I get jackets, shirts, underwear, and socks. So, you know, and sports gear.
Very systematic. Very systematic. Yeah. And will there be a burn barrel in the backyard, like with just your old sweaters and stuff? Will she go that?
No, we auction my old clothes, you know, like celebrity auction, and kind of raise money for charity. I sign them and, you know, things like that. So apart from that, we're good.
That's good.
What about you? Where have you been up to? You've been traveling yet again.
Yeah, I've been on this little mini tour of Communication Code. I've just been all over Texas. And where was I last week? I was in Nashville. And then today I'm in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And it's so fun to come into, you know, a place that you and I kind of helped open up the cities. And when we go into a city, to have so many clients and friends and giants who are doing the work. And, you know, you just get to celebrate, and I just got to celebrate them. And we had an amazing celebration dinner last night of just 2023 for this group of people, probably 15 giants. And it was just so worth it. So I'm just so grateful. And it's just that season too, right? It's just kind of getting into that feeling of gratitude and festivity. I'm starting to listen to Christmas music. Just started, you know, so all of that's starting to happen. So
you guys have Thanksgiving, don't you? So kind of we're into Christmas pretty much after Halloween, because there's nothing else for them to do. But so it's why I love Thanksgiving, because, you know, obviously it's slightly bittersweet for the Brits, but you know, actually I love the fact you have something to focus on, and then Christmas happens at the appropriate time. So we've been in Christmas season here for 2.5 months, so everyone's pretty sick of it.
Well, hey man, so we have a lot to celebrate. Let's talk about it. For those of you listening, 2023 has been a great year. We did something together, Steve and I. We wrote another book called The Communication Code. And, you know, you just never know on what happens with books. And this book is done really well. I mean, it's been number one on Amazon for weeks, and I think it's number four right now. So if you're listening, maybe you can help get it back to number one by buying books on Amazon. Always helps. And when clients buy a bunch of books for their teams and, you know, so on and so forth. But man, let's talk about it, Steve. What has been, exciting. And maybe we'll start actually using the code, the five C's are celebrate, care, clarify, collaborate, and critique. What do we want to celebrate? Let's start there from your perspective. With the Communication Code?
Good question. What I want to celebrate, I think that we actually managed to get into a book more than what we've been teaching for the last 5 years. So I've had a lot of responses from people who thought they knew the Communication Code because they'd heard us do it in a workshop. And they went, oh my goodness, you guys have really mined out far more about them, the initial stuff. And I think that's, even though I'm not a huge fan of the process, I think what happens when you write books is it forces you to go deeper, and it forces you in some ways usually to mine out things which actually become really important to what we build in the future. So that will be one thing to celebrate that we actually did. And we did a collaborative process together, I think better than we've ever done before. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't annoy you as much, so that's always progress.
Yeah. No, it was great. It was. I agree. You didn't annoy me as much. No, I'm joking. I agree that it was a collaborative. It was really good. But for me, I'd say the same. I would tack on that. I think watching people actually use it and then get stories almost immediately about how relationships are improving. I had two yesterday. And like, oh my gosh, I tried it. I didn't realize that I was bringing critique, and I tried a different tactic of clarifying and then asking them if I can collaborate, and it worked. And I'm like, yep, that's how it works. You know, just the simplicity of knowing that every transmission has an expectation to it, and every expectation has a code, and how simple that is, but how profound if you do it and try it. And, you know, a lot of people are stuck in relationships because they think they've tried everything. I've done it all. I've already tried. And like, well, no, actually, you tried different variations of what you always do instead of understanding what is the expectation, what's the code word that they want. And so when that happens, maybe share with them, you know, we launched this in Cancun and we were kind of preparing for all of that. And we kind of prepared for this keynote, kind of share with them what we learned, Steve, about our custom communication code.
So this is, as always, with two extrovert processes like Jeremy and I, this is not even in the book, because actually the more we play with it, the more we realize that even we could go deeper. And that in a sense, the communication codes that we teach in the book and you'll be familiar with actually are brilliant as generic tools where we all define the vocabulary and language. But what we also found was that it was possible in the deeper relationships of your life to actually write your personalized communication code. So not just what do you mean when we talk about celebrate? What do we mean about care, collaborate even, and clarify and critique? And it was fascinating that actually Jeremy did it, I did it, Helen did it. And I looked at what came out of it and realized that actually, though I've known Jeremy for, I don't know, 15 years, and I've known Helen for a lot longer, actually, when I could read what they really wanted each form of communication to mean, so that actually I had more clues how I could be relationally intelligent with them, it was huge. It was like, oh, you know, I remember with you, you put care and you said, look, I don't always want to feel like I have to initiate the relationship, you know, text me every now and again, call me out of the blue, learn my football teams, you know, find out what's going on. And because when I feel connected to you, I feel your care, I feel much closer to you. And for my default, of course, I'd be like, well, I won't bother Jeremy. I've seen his calendar. I know he's really busy. And it's been a really interesting one for me of just going, hey, I'm just going to pick up the phone and call him. Because, you know, even if he doesn't answer, or usually you answer for at least 30 seconds, you gave me a way of understanding your personal communication code on what care meant. And the clarify for you was really important because you want me to take the time to really understand what you're trying to say. And when you feel understood, you feel closer to me. And I'm like, okay, this is great. I mean, I hope you appreciate it.
And I'm more open to collaboration.
Yes.
And I want your collaboration because I know that you know what I'm talking about. At least you know the direction that I'm trying to talk about. But if I feel, not just from you, but from anyone, if I have an idea and I throw it out there and they go on a tangent, it's like, no, that's not what I'm talking about at all. we're wasting time and that's not where the direction. So, but it is, it's that, especially in the feeler, it's like, it's buddy. Hey, I want to be a buddy. If we're partners, like, hey, shoot the breeze. How's it going? Oh, good. You shot a 72. Let's go. You know, and kind of do the third gear chat. But when you're not around each other, when you live across the pond, it makes it more difficult. So you have to do those little text messages. So the little things matter so that when we have harder things, there's capital built up. There's relationship built up and versus it feeling transactional. And then go ahead.
Another one for me that I thought was profound for you and I, just by way of example, was that actually for you celebrate, which we joke and say, hey, Jeremy wants to celebrate the whole time. One of the ahas that came out of your personal expression of what you meant by celebrate, or how I did that well, was that for you, you always want to celebrate what we have achieved. It's what's the team have achieved. It's a plurality. And the aha was me for celebrate is I actually want to be celebrated personally when I've made a significant difference or breakthrough in someone's life. So it was like, okay. I mean, I may not need celebration in the same way, but it was really interesting to me to understand that the way you, how I celebrate with you is different from the way I would wish to be celebrated. It's not I don't like being we, but actually there was something for the pioneer about, hey, I'd like my competence and expertise to be celebrated if you really want to connect.
Acknowledged. Yeah. And that was really fascinating because, you know, people always do give me a hard time. I'm always wanting to celebrate. I always want all of us to feel great.
Yeah.
Not just me. And so I don't like it when people go, hey, let's celebrate Jeremy. I'm like, oh, no, that's not what I'm looking for.
Obviously, that'd be easy.
The collective, the collective. I want to celebrate the Avengers. It's all about the Avengers. Like everybody, we have all these superpowers. And look, we've come together to do something big. So for those listening, think about this. If you think, one, what's your default tendencies? What are your two default communication codes? And for me, I have a default to collaborate and celebrate. I like to do those all the time. Sometimes people don't want me to collaborate, but I do, unfortunately. And so I have to learn. I've been learning how to ask for it or to clarify before I collaborate. And so, Steve, your two default tendencies, what would they be?
Collaborate and critique, not necessarily in that order.
And so those are your two, right? So then here's the game if you're listening to this. And if you haven't bought the book yet, go do it because the communication code will help you deal with the past. It will give you the code words, and then it'll teach you how to use those words inside relationships that you want to unlock, whether it's your team members, your family, friends, what have you. But what happens then is you start understanding what the other person wants. What is the order that the other person's want? And once you figure out, oh my goodness, my wife wants care. She just wants me to listen. And then she doesn't really need my celebration. I need to clarify, but maybe it's just care. And that's it in this dynamic, right? So once you do, your chance of unlocking that relationship goes up dramatically.
Yeah. I think, you know, we know that of all the stuff we've created, all of it brings aha moments for people. But I think you have to do a little bit more work on voices to really be able to use voices to unlock this level of self-awareness and others' awareness. The communication code is literally like plug and play. I mean, you can use it from the moment you hear it. But I think what we're trying to say here to people is it's a pretty deep well. The more we continue to play with it and use it and teach it, we're actually discovering probably there is something even more profound about this need to be able to communicate in a world which is so busy and so many relationships break down. So our big, you know, provocative statement is, and people, all the podcasts have picked up on this, is to go, we actually say now that long-term healthy relationships are the exception, not the norm. And that I would believe that's true in marriage as it is in business, as it is anywhere else. Long-term healthy relationships where you continue to be able to communicate and grow is the exception, not the norm. And communication code actually gives you the ability to know how to do it because no one's intent is for the relationship to go wrong.
No.
It's not an intent issue or not even an effort issue. It's they don't understand why they're either missing each other or colliding with each other.
Yeah. And relationships don't necessarily get better over time because if you're accidental, you have to almost continue the process of intentionality. Right. And that's what the tools that we're giving. So,
well, that's what we did, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was saying that that's a big celebration that we're 10 years on and we managed to survive 2.5-3 years of COVID and not seeing each other, which for a, you know, connector pioneer combo is hard work. Yeah, I would say, I think our relationship is healthier than it's ever been. And I think part of that is because of the work we did on communication code of not getting complacent and thinking, I know how to do it now. And I think that's the bit I'd say to everybody is, even if you think you're really good at it, you know, and we weren't, there is so much richness in learning how to communicate effectively in every area of your life. And it's a skill set that you can develop and grow. And, you know, I feel almost evangelistic about this thing, but, you know, it's something you should add to your toolkit and get better at it. And whether you buy the book or just use it, you don't mind. But every human being in the world,
every single person,
will benefit from this resource. There's no person in the world. People say, who's this book for? And I go, anyone with a relationship in the world. They're like, that's everybody. I said, there you go.
That's right. That's so good. Well, we have the privilege of bringing on a guest today. We have with us Charlie Slagle, and Charlie is from Knoxville, Tennessee. Charlie, welcome to the Giant Leadership Podcast. How you doing, my friend?
Doing wonderful. Thank you, Jeremy and Steve. Glad to be with you.
Charlie is a guide in Knoxville. He's on the Giant team in Knoxville, Tennessee. But Charlie, give people a little background about where'd you come from, and then how did you end up at Giant? Just maybe give us perspective.
Yeah, just a real quick story. I mean, I've had what most people would consider probably a pretty successful career. I've owned businesses, I've run businesses, I've been in the C-suite. And my most recent gig, so to speak, was the chief operating officer of a $50 million residential construction company during COVID. Don't recommend that career path for many, because most days I was 30-70, if you know our tool, 70-30 tool. And it just, I was doing a good job. We were growing. It was a crazy time. But I took a walk on a beach, Steve, near where I used to live, Litchfield Beach in South Carolina, and was walking on the beach and just praying. And God said just very clearly, I don't want you running companies anymore. I've got something more for you. And I thought, well, that's a relief, but what are we going to do? And so I went back and told my wife, who was sitting on the beach, and she said, okay, this is a good plan. What are you going to do? You're not very good at golf, so you can't do that. So I just love training people. I have my whole career, salespeople and employees. And so I thought, well, I'm going to use all the tools I have, which were DISC at the time, Myers-Briggs, you know, Enneagram, all the things, right? And then one day I was listening or talking to a friend of mine who was lamenting about how she was a pioneer and her controller was a guardian and they weren't getting along. And I said, wait a minute, I've never heard of that. And so some people say by accident, I say by providence. I found Giant 2 years ago in December, jumped into the cohort in January, and I'm a believer. I'm evangelical about Giant now. So that's how I got here.
That's awesome. And, you know, when you're in Knoxville, Tennessee, and so you just got a lot of influence and you've done so many good things there. So what's the vision for you then in this season of your life? Maybe you give a quick summary there.
Yeah, you know, at this stage of my life, I'm 62 years old. You know, I could say I was semi-retired, but not long into the journey, I read a book called Strength to Strength, talking about your back half of your career. And a quote stood out to me that just stuck with me. And this is kind of my driver now. It says, devote the back half of your life serving others with your wisdom. Get old sharing the things you believe are most important. And so that's my why right now. I think as we go through our career, we're gaining knowledge, but we're also gaining wisdom. But it's not till the end of our career that the wisdom takes over from the knowledge. Does that make sense? To where I feel like I've been through the forest, I've been through recessions, I've been through the darkness of running businesses, and now I'm kind of on the outside of the forest. And I say, wait a minute, I need to go back in and help other people navigate that forest, navigate those things. And I had all the books, I've read all the books, right? But once I found Giant, and Steve, I think you've said it before, we don't need more books in the library, we need a toolkit. And when I found Giant, it was just kind of this aha, oh my goodness, everything that I've read, everything I've tried to pull together from all the different wonderful authors, it's all here. And I said, oh my goodness, I've got to share this with everybody. So that's where I am right now in my career. You know, one of the things too is, when you get to this stage of your life, you know, amassing more money, more prestige, more titles, it doesn't really, really matter as much as focusing on giving back. And I think that's my why right now is using these tools, using the Giant platform, giving back some of the wisdom, and most of that wisdom came from making mistakes, giving it to other people that are earlier in their career is just, it's just life-giving for me. And the cool thing is they're paying me to do it. You know, that's kind of the side benefit of it.
So good.
Well, that's really humbling, Charlie. Thank you. I mean, I think people often, it always sounds like people have drunk Kool-Aid when people hear it from the outside. And it's only usually when they come into the community and meet the people and almost kick the tires and go, do you guys actually live this stuff? Are you? That's when they go, oh, wow, you actually live what you teach as well. Mainly because it's come out of, like you just said, it's come out of our lives. I always joke and say that there's no such thing as new wisdom. You know, mm-hmm. as Ecclesiastes, there's nothing new under the sun. What we did was we actually recognized that the world had moved and was now in a visual more than an oral. So people, you know, people don't read books that much. I mean, horrifying mm-hmm. thought, but fundamentally they remember what they see. So we codified or tried to codify some of the principles that were so helpful to us in our learning as leaders by putting them in visuals that children could understand, everyone could see it. So it's not like we created lots and lots of new things. I think we packaged the wisdom of the centuries in a way that busy leaders could take with them. So, you know, mm-hmm. I'm probably putting words in your mouth, but tell us a little bit, Charlie, give us a couple of examples as well. You can reply to that, but how has the Giant kind of content and toolkit you talk about, how has that mm-hmm. impacted you personally? Where have been some of the sort of the biggest growth changes for you, even at this stage of life?
Mm-hmm. I guess that's a good reason, Steve, why I believe in this so much, because I've seen the transformation in my own life over the last 2 years. So when it transforms yourself, you know, I can give this away because I now possess it, so I can give it away. Mm-hmm. But I think one of the first tools, and a lot of my clients will jokingly say at every session, you say this is always your favorite tool. So they're all my favorite tools, but the one that made the most impact on me to start with was the Know Yourself to Lead Yourself tool. To realize that the tendencies I have and have had my entire life aren't going to change, but what am I going to do with them? And so I've got 24 documented tendencies that I have to look at every day. And most of them as a connector revolve around not listening well. One of my main tendencies is listening to respond, not listening to hear what the other person is saying. And my family has even noticed, we go out to dinner as a group pretty much every weekend with my wife's family. And my wife one day, she goes, are you okay? You didn't say much tonight. And I said, well, I'm trying to listen more. I'm trying to listen better. And so my family started seeing the changes in me as someone who was listening and drawing people out, asking questions to get more clarification, not telling my fun story because you just told a fun story. So that tool is probably the most profound on me. But the second tool that has really changed my life is the five circles of influence. Because my entire career, I was really focused on team, organization, and community. But not on self and family. I was a good father. We did things, but it was not intentional. A lot of accidental vacations. My wife would usually plan them, and I would show up. But now in my calendar, I take time for myself every day, and I take time for my family whenever available, whenever I can. Mm-hmm. For example, every afternoon now, I go into first gear and take a walk. It's on my calendar, mm-hmm. and I intentionally do that. If the weather's good, my wife goes with me. So it's second gear time, but it's every day in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Every Monday, I try as best I can not to take any client engagements because that's the day we get to keep our grandson. And I want that time there. So I'm intentional about protecting my calendar now like I've never done before. I only protected my calendar before for my team and my organization. I had to be at that meeting. I had to go to that next conference. I had to go to the convention. But now I am focused more on self and family. And guess what? Team, organization, and community is benefiting from it, in my opinion. So
that's so good.
Yeah. Those are the
wow. Charlie. I love it. And that's it, you guys. If you're, again, if you're listening to this, we're trying to activate people to be intentional in life and using tools, however you want to use the tools to do whatever needs to happen in your family. So last question, Charlie, and this is really on the communication code. You bought a bunch of books for Knoxville. You said you've been passing them out wherever you can, right? So tell us maybe one story of some something that's happened, some liberation or some improvement in a relationship that you've heard of so far with the communication code.
Okay. Well, I'll start with my wife, who is a nurture guardian and going through some challenges with her parents as they're aging. And she'll come home from spending some time with them. And before the communication code, before I was with Giant, she would come in and I'm trying to fix it. Well, you need to do this, 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 and this. And what I found out, she just wanted me to listen. She didn't want critique. She didn't want collaboration. She just wanted somebody to care how hard her day was and what she was going through. So that's a personal part where I've used the communication code and had to go to her and say, honey, what does caring look like for you? And she goes, let's go on a walk. That's care for her. Let her talk. Mm-hmm. You know, and I tend to not clarify very well. So I've gotten to the point now in our relationship where I say, was I clear on that? Did that make sense? And it's not a condescending, did you hear me? It's a, I really want to understand this better. And from a client perspective, along with clarification, he's a manager of a fast food establishment. And he has a lot of younger employees. And we were talking about the clarification code and the communication coding, the clarify. And he said, I feel condescending when I say, repeat back to me what I said. And I told him, I said, if you could just go to your employees and when you say, I'm trying to work on being clear in what I tell you, so can you repeat it back to me? Because I'm trying to work on myself. And he said it was so much more better received from his employees that he wasn't fussing at them and he told them, I'm trying to get better at clarification. Help me here. And it worked. The relationships of his employees have just, they've grown amazingly. So that's just a couple of them. But it's a tool,
so good.
Like you said, it's for everyone.
This is amazing. I mean, I'm going to use the celebrate code as my final thought and go, Charlie, I want to celebrate you because you were 60 when you first came across Giant and you'd probably worked on yourself all your life. You said you read everything, you'd done everything, you've been highly successful, and nobody would have thought you still needed to learn and grow. But you did. Mm-hmm. And if I listen to you now, it's like, it's ridiculous to hear the vocabulary and language of everything that kind of, for Jeremy and I, when I hear like gears or whatever, I always know where we were when usually my incompetence led to this breakthrough. But to hear that those things that were simple without being simplistic have become so much part of your toolkit for life, mm-hmm. that somebody who was already highly successful and didn't need to learn more chose to, and your influence has gone to another level. Mm-hmm. So
thank you
in some ways for encouraging us so much today that you're almost like a case study of going, if everyone we meet who, however successful, was prepared to do the learning and self-reflection that you have, their influence and their leadership, mm-hmm. and therefore the health of their families, the health of their teams, communities, organizations. And that's what we're really looking to do. How do we multiply health? And you're doing it as well as anyone else I've ever listened to. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank
and
you for your tools.
The training triangle of learning the information, doing the imitation before doing innovation. And that's humility. But you also practice it, right? Mm-hmm. And so, thanks for that. And so, hey, Charlie, since you're a connector here, we're going to let you do this. Tell our friends listening, give them just a plug, be a commercial. Why should they buy the communication code? Why should they add it to their world? Ready, set, go.
You need to buy the communication code because you have a relationship that's not working right now. And it probably comes from a lack of communication. So buy the book, read the book, build the relationship, and you won't be sorry.
There we go.
Boom. What do we ever do without connectors?
I know. Thank you, Charlie. Hey, one of the last things we've had people do, and Jessica and I are going to do a webinar actually on this, Rimmer, but we've had people who are starting to use the communication code for year in review. So they've been doing, what do we need to celebrate? Who do we need to care for? What do we need clarity for going into 2024? Who do I want to collaborate with? And is there anything that needs to be critiqued in my world, like to get better? So it's been an interesting way to think about it. So there's lots of uses for it. But Charlie, thanks for coming on today. Yeah, we sure appreciate Charlie. You.
Thank you.
And as we wrap up, Steve-O, Steve, any last thoughts for us?
I think that was my last thought, wasn't it, in terms of to celebrate. I don't think in my past, before I met you, I'd have understood the power of celebration to such an extent that I've learned how to become good at celebrating wherever I go, and in a pioneer appropriate way. But actually the difference it makes when people feel that we do celebrate the things that really matter, and celebrating people and watching them come alive in that process, I think for me has been it's not a default tendency, but it's a communication code that is a skill set that I believe I've improved in. And that's part of what I love about the communication code concept and what we've written in the book. You can actually improve your skills through intentional practice, even with the ones that you're not naturally good at. So that's the reason why, you know, celebrate, I always think of you as the celebrator in chief, and I've learned and tried to imitate. I'll never be as natural at it, but I'm much better at it than I was thanks to you. So thank you.
That's awesome. Well, I would say my last word is care. I think what you and I have done, Steve, with this book and all the books, but we're actually demonstrating care for people because we're trying to codify language that unlocks relationships. We're trying to help people become more relationally intelligent. And it's our ability to partner together to care for people, not to just say, hey, this is a shtick. You need to buy our latest book because it's our latest book. We're like, no. These are tools. They really work. And if you'll use them, you'll see it. And so for us to be able to make it simple enough for people, I mean, I had a guy yesterday who, again, here in Albuquerque, and he goes, man, I got to tell you, and he was a CEO of a pretty large company. He goes, you and Steve break it down to such a level that everybody can play. And I'm like, thank you, because everybody in my world gets it. He was like, he showed me another book he had. And he goes, this is a really cool book, but it was really complex. He goes, this is like Harvard. No one's going to read this stuff. I mean, only a few of us, a small percentage. But what you guys do, it's anyone can play. And I think that's our duty of care that we've brought to the world. And I really appreciate that partnership with you. So it's great.
Awesome.
Well, good friends. Okay, until next time, go out. Have a great Christmas. Have a great holiday. Enjoy your family. Do the work of reflecting at end of year. Get ready for New Year's. And we're super grateful for you. If you need to know more about us, it's giantworldwide.com or go to Amazon, the communication code. And we will talk to you next time. Take care. Bye-bye.